Academics, Swedish Proposal to Break Up Migrant Ghettos as State Racism. By Chris Tomlinson on August 13, 2022. Swedish academics have denounced a proposal by a government minister to limit the number of non-Scandinavian residents in neighborhoods as state racism. 10 academics, largely comprised of professors from various Swedish universities, slammed the proposal made by Minister for Integration Anders Ygeman, who said he would support a policy to limit the number of non-Scandinavian or non-Nordic residents in areas so they did not become a majority. The proposal is difficult to take seriously, but at the same time frightening. It brings to mind the apartheid system and state racism that would cement and legitimize ethnic divisions instead of fighting them, the experts said in an opinion article for the newspaper Expressen. The experts added that the policy of separating people into Nordic and non-Nordic would reinforce segregation, rather than combat it. It is difficult to see how anyone can believe that such a division of the population can be conducive to integration. In fact, it is clear that it rather increases and deepens segregation and distances between people, the experts said. The academics went on to claim that the reasoning of Ygeman's proposal was absurd and argued that a successful integration process in Sweden would involve a mutual, common society building where Swedes of different ethnic origins meet on equal terms and are treated as equals. Integration presupposes a society where no one is considered more or less Swedish or Nordic than anyone else because of their ethnicity or skin color, where identities are allowed to be complex, mixed and self-chosen, not imposed from outside. Especially not based on some state ethnic record that brings to mind state racism, they lectured. Minister Ygeman made his comments earlier this month, saying, "I think it's bad to have areas where the majority are of non-Nordic origin." His comments were subsequently supported by Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson, who said the idea of limiting the number of non-Scandinavian residents could facilitate integration efforts. Everyone who lives in Sweden should also feel that they are part of Sweden, sees their parents go to work. This is how we can also ensure that young people are not drawn into crime, Andersson said. The idea of reducing or limiting the number of migrants in neighborhoods and areas was originally proposed in Denmark last year, with the government calling for limits to the number of non-Western residents in areas to no more than 30%. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.